The Haftarah of Parshat Zohar is one that's full of passion and feeling and amazing. I remember hearing from Mordechai Druck, the Chayin Lebracha, who's the Magid, and took over Shalom Shadron, really. He used to speak Shal Shudas time in Meir Sharm. So, and he was quoting this. He says, Shaul HaMelech thought that he was Mekayim Divrei Hashem. Shmuel comes to him, and Vayovei Shmuel al Shaul, Vayomer lo Shaul, Baruch Atol Hashem HaKimoisi Zvar Hashem. He says Hashem's name twice in what he says. Baruch Atol Hashem HaKimoisi Zvar Hashem. He says, and Shmuel tells him, you're totally off the mark. He thought that he's Mamash Mekayim Divrei Hashem. And Shmuel says, you're so off that you're losing the Malucha because of it. Vayomer Shmuel, how come you didn't kill out all the animals? We left from some of the animals for Karbanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, let me tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me this past night. It says, He was like Ben Shona without the chet when he was, and he was nech bala kelim. It says, Balamai HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to be the Melech al Yisrael. He said, get rid of Amalek. How come you didn't listen to Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, what do you mean? I did listen. He says, Shmuel, Hachofitz LaHashem Ba'ilus Uzvachim Kishmaya B'Kol Hashem. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want Karbonos? He doesn't want Karbonos as much as he wants you to listen to what he has to, what he's mitzavim. Hinei Shmoya Mizevachtoiv Lakshiv Mechel Ve'ilum. To listen to Ribbono Shel Olam, to obey his commandments, is more Choshev Mizevachtoiv from the choicest Karbon. Lakshiv, to pay attention to what Ribbono Shel Olam says, is better Mechel Ve'ilum, from the best Karbonos. Ki chatos kesem Mary v'alfoinu sofim aftar. What does it mean? Ki chatos kesem Mary. Mary, rebelliousness, to rebel against Ribbono Shel Olam, is like chatos kesem. It's like the avero of kesem, sorcery, magic, of divining through, not prophecy, through black magic, being able to tell the future. So what does it mean? What's this ki chatos kesem Mary? To rebel against Ribbono Shel Olam is like chatos kesem. It's like the avero of sorcery. So Volbez Masber, Al Pi the Ralbag, he says that what's the difference between nevuah and sorcery, divining through black magic? What's the difference between the two? He says even somebody that divines and uses magic, he says he can tell the future, but it's never going to be perfect. He'll say it's not going to rain this year, and the truth is it's not going to be a drought, but a little bit of rain will fall. By nevuah, it's not that way. By Nevuah, if you say it's not going to rain this year, then a single drop of rain will fall. And if two drops of rain fall, then we kill him, because he's a Novi Sheker. Because Nevuah is exact to the very last detail, to the smallest, minutest detail. That's why Pari said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Pari, he says, Kachat says, Napachat says, according to one Shita. They shouldn't say that he's Badoi, because Nevuah is one. What do you mean? Even if he's a second off, L'chor, it was true what he said. No, that's not what Nevuah is. Nevuah is 100% accurate. If it's not, you don't have exact attention to detail, and not everything is perfect down to the very minutest aspect, then that's not Nevuah. Shmuel Anavi was telling Shaul that it's not just Menegeah to Nevuah. Every mitzvah is like that. All mitzvahs, it's important to pay attention to the details. It's not so much the fact that Every aspect is choshev. Every nukuda, every nuance of the mitzvah is a davar which is choshev. And to a certain extent, somebody that doesn't pay attention to details, he just flippantly does the mitzvah. So that's almost doyma to chatas kesen. That's like a kresim, a sorcery. That's what it's similar to. It's that lack of paying attention to detail. Somebody that doesn't take all the nuances of the mitzvah into cheshbon, that's doyma techatas kesem. Now, where does this apply? It applies with every mitzvah that we do. Every mitzvah that we do, people are willing to be mashkia. A person's mashkia hundreds of thousands of dollars into his house, maybe millions of dollars. Then, when it comes to buying a mezuzah, well, you know, it's like $150 for a nice mezuzah. whoa. You're willing to pay who knows what for. When it comes to of attention to detail, the mahogany table, every single last piece is carved out to the last. When it comes to Ruchnius also, why don't we have that same attention to detail? Reb Chil Yaakovson, he tells the story of he had a yeshiva for Bachrim that were needed a little bit of help. And they had a neighbor who was Shtickel Fry. So they saw them making the sukkah, and they were trying to make the sukkah opishitas achazanish. That you don't need no maimed with the davar makabel tuma with nails. So the neighbor comes and he sees what they're doing. He says, "What are you doing?" He says, "So he said we're building a sukkah." So he said, "I don't understand. It would be so much smarter if you just drill a few screws in." They didn't know what to tell him. They said, "There's a shita of chazanish. The chazanish shita is." Bekitzer, the guy blew up, and he says, "What do you have to make every single issue of every single tiny little thing? You have to. What's the difference if it's a screw, a metal screw, it's a wooden screw?" Bekitzer, a little while later, he was invited into this Fry neighbor's house, and he wanted to show him his new table that he got. He showed that the mahogany table with the chair is exactly as the light comes in through the window. They put in the right thing; it shines off the corner of the table, and you're able to get this. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "Who cares about the tiny little things?" He says, "I have a plastic chair. I have Keter chairs around my table, and everything is just fine. Nothing happened with it." Elamai, that for you, it's important, the minutest detail in Gashmias. And for me, he says that the minutest detail in Ruchnias is what Chashev does. No, at least that if one is chashev, at least the other one should also be chashev. Well, I'm not telling you to take out that, but at least that attention to detail, if a person never pays attention to detail, maybe it's not such a taina. But that attention to detail, that it should come, it happens a lot with hechsherim, it comes up, I think. It's one place that us, you know what the difference has to be, mamish, mahajim, mahajim. No, I remember I ate by somebody's house, I came to somebody's house, didn't eat there. I came to somebody's house, he tells me everything is badat. I don't know what badat, but it's one of them, you know. Like, what's the difference? Who cares what it is? It's also, it has to be, but that, say the Haredis, it has to be, why can't it be X, Y, Z, and the other thing? It's all good. As we just found out, somebody went around a few weeks ago, to be Saul Silliman, the group of people, they went around to a bunch of stores, and one of them had a Tuda, Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin. And they were selling wine. It didn't say, it wasn't without a Hechsher. It said on it, Lo Kasher. Pictures of it flying around. Lo Kasher, and this is what they're selling with the Mahadrin, Mahadrin. So there is certainly makom to be choishish, but in general, you know, people wouldn't stay without a 5-star, you know, you're not going to be put up with not in a 5-star hotel. Don't have a 5-star, could also be makbid on the 5-star of the kashrus and everything else, especially in our generation, that everybody, when it comes to gashmius, it's so much achshar dara than the past generations. It's past, not even a long time ago, 2 generations ago, the rich, you know, families in Yerushalayim, like, they were able to have 11, you know, for the, no, it's not a joke. Somebody told me that when he was growing up, he was an older person. That's how it was. It wasn't like now, the poorest of the poor, if they don't have 11, it's like, you know, there's no comparison, bichlal. At least when it comes to Inyoni Ruchni, it's also, lav dafka when you're buying something. Any attention, the attention to detail which goes into Gashmi, should go into Ruchnius also. It's important that we have the leaven. It's important that we have 2 types of bread and 3 types of meat and 1-2 types. That chashivas that we give to the Gashmius should certainly be given to the Ruchnius. And the truth is, that's really the yisoid of Amalek. Amalek, Chazal Darshan, Letz Taken. Who's the Letz is Amalek. Amalek is the koyach leitzonis. What's the koyach leitzonis? It's the hepech of kovid reish, the hepech of chashivus. That's really what it is. Velo yor elikim. Yerushamayim, like it says, is hayoris devar Hashem, hichnis es avodov, besmikneo elabatim. Vasher lo yistom liboy, somebody that's not misim leiv. You don't pay attention, it doesn't have chashivus by you. You don't pay attention to what it is. It's the lack of paying attention. It's the lack of chashivus, which is really the lack of Yerushamayim. It's leitzonis, can I get Yerushamayim? That's really, the whole most of Amalek is lo yor elikim. And that's why Amalek, out of every other nation, it's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Kiyoro kiskol l'machamal Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. Why dafka Amalek? Is because they're lo yor elikim. Their whole mitzias is hefech from Yerushalikim. That lack of chashivas. when somebody has a lack of chashivas, so nothing's chashiv. There's nothing that's chashiv anymore. And that's a lot in our generation. Nothing really has chashivas. Nothing is really so important. You don't really have to turn off your phone for davening. No, so your phone will ring in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when everybody's davening, you 50 people. Realize what's going on over here. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam, and the guy's phone goes off, and if it would be on vibrate, that's one thing. If it's on a ring, it's even another thing. It's a whole nice niggin. And it's a machta v'chagecha. I don't know what's going on. It's like a little bit of chashivas for a base medrash, for a base knesset, to have to give chashivas where chashivas is due. That's what the yisoid of mechiyas amalek is to get rid of this leitzanis of that there's nothing chashiv. And that's how it is in the Western culture. Nothing is chashiv. You do whatever you want, however you want, dress down, dress up, doesn't make a difference. You don't have to get dressed at all, as a matter of fact. Nothing is there. The body doesn't have chashiv. Nothing is chashiv. That's the exact fakir from Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is that everything has chashivas. There's nothing which doesn't have chashivas in Yiddishkeit. Every second has chashivas, and everything that we eat has chashivas, and everything that we do has chashivas, everything that we think has chashivas. There's nothing that doesn't have chashivas. Mamish, every single solitary thing is chashivas in Yiddishkeit. And Befrat, coming into the mitzvahs of Purim, there's so many unique mitzvahs, and they're mitzvahs that they need a little bit of attention to detail. Listening to the Megillah, that you shouldn't miss a word. It takes, especially after a tainus, for those that are outside of Yerushalayim, and those that but also at night, during the day, if you drink a little bit at night, to be awake, to be able to pay attention to everything, to that your Sudas Purim shouldn't cause a lack of not davening, a lack of not benching, a lack of in the chanami. There is a mitzvah to get inebriated, or to at least drink more than you usually do, depending on how you go, the Ramah, to go to sleep. But certainly one mitzvah doesn't override the next mitzvah. For sure, you should be mekayem this mitzvah, but not at the expense of another mitzvah. And b'meila, certainly not at the expense of embarrassing other people, when people can really get embarrassed. Isn't there? There's some coolest benigeah to benom lechaver that we say, benigeah to hezek, benigeah to being mazik them the way that they feel. I don't know if we've found any coolest benigeah to that. And certainly one has to be careful with regard to that. To give chashivas to where chashivas is due, that's the best way to be moicha amalek and to be zeche to hopefully the next two mitzvahs that we have after Mechias HaMalek is to have a king, which should be Zeche, to be Maimir HaMelech, and to be Boina Beis HaMikdosh, Bekar HaMamash.